So we're just going to relax and breathe. Just wriggle around a little bit and let yourself get really, really comfortable. And breathe slowly and deeply into your heart space, allowing yourself to feel into that beautiful peace that underlies all of the activity, all of the time. There is ever that beautiful space of peace and light and love, wholeness and freedom and joy. I know that divine energy right there, right here, is always available. And that we are that leading extension of non-physical energy that includes the light and the love and the peace, health and wholeness and joy. I appreciate what Abraham teaches us about the truth of our being. And remembering that truth is ever uplifting and joyful for me. So I brought two Abraham quotes from January 15th, 2025, and January 29th, 2025, that came across my Facebook page in the last 2 days. And they were just really evocative for me, and I thought they might work for other people too. The questioner on the 15th said, "Hi, Abraham. Last week I looked out the window and I saw rainbows. And one day when it had stopped raining and the sun was coming up, I was inspired to look out, and there were two really thick, bright double rainbows. So I went onto my deck and took a photo. And normally when there's rainbows or something happening on the ocean, you see people stopping to take photographs. But nobody was stopping to take a picture. And I thought to myself, was that just for me? I'm so worthy that only I could see those rainbows. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts are about this." And Abraham said, "We're going to put a little different spin on it than you did, because everyone is so worthy. They deserve to see the rainbows. But everybody wasn't asking, and everybody wasn't allowing in the same way that you were. In other words, don't get competitive about worthiness. There's enough of everything for everyone, and it exponentially expands. Here's our favorite part of what you observed with those rainbows. Because we want to say to all of you, just like those rainbows were in the sky, they were there. It wasn't your imagination. It wasn't something that only your eyes saw. It was something that was there for everyone who focused on it. And that's what we'd like to say about abundance and relationships and physical health, well-being. That's what we'd like to say about clarity and things that are really fun. It's all in your atmosphere, ready for you to tune to it. And just because you didn't notice it doesn't mean it isn't there. In other words, your rainbow experience lets us say to you unequivocally that everything that everyone wants is within easy grasp to locate it, calibrate it, and experience it. No one is being deprived by any outside force. You are allowing or resisting by your own focus. So rather than focus on a rainbow, let's focus on fun, freedom, and exhilaration. And if there's something that represents that, it'll show up in your experience. Sometimes several of those things show up in the same 30 seconds of your life. Play with it and watch. Watch for the variety of rainbow-like things that you begin to notice on a much more frequent basis." And I was laughing when I heard this because I saw two rainbow sun dogs in the sky yesterday morning, and they were reflected in the pond directly in front of me. So I saw four tiny rainbows at the same time in the sky and in the water. And this morning when I was walking into my kitchen, one of my Swarovski crystal snowflakes was putting rainbows on the wall in my living room. And so I had a lot of rainbows. So that when I saw the quotes on rainbows, I thought, well, clearly I'm meant to go with that one today. And I also came across this one on the 29th of January this year. Abraham said, just know that when you're in receiving mode, it feels good. Knowing feels good because it's the answer to something you've been wondering about. Feels good, and you're in the receiving mode. That's all you need to know. So whether you're feeling satisfaction in the warm water of your shower, or just exuberance for the exhilaration a little dog is showing you, or amazement at how a rainbow can just suddenly appear and be that spectacular, or how clever what your friend just said was. Come on, timing, perfection. So find any of those feelings. Find any of those feelings. Focus on the feeling. Milk it a little. And then watch the path of most allowance right before your eyes to witness it. Bring right into your life to see it, hear it, smell it, taste it, touch it, experience it. Things that are a match to that. You could be in an attitude of love. And when someone is embracing you, the explosion of love within you is more. You know how that is. To be touched when you're tuned in and the other is tuned in, that's a combining, compounding of what love is. Feels more because you're translating it through more of your senses. When you're satisfied, your food tastes better. Perfume is more delicious. The flower, too. The orange. Your ability to translate into deliciousness is compounded exponentially. Esther's doing a good job of finding words, but you just gotta try it. You just gotta show it to yourself. You're tuning into something that already exists. And you're making it greater by your willingness to express it more fully in the myriad ways you are discovering. And so we're tuning in to feeling good. Feeling good and satisfaction is right there at the tipping point of the emotional scale. It's not up with passion and exhilaration. Satisfaction is there with contentment. I think of it more as counting my blessings, noticing all of the good things that are already right here. To focus on the beautiful flowers. That's why I always have flowers in my house. Like these really pretty fall-colored alstroemeria that I have on the screen with us now. Flowers are beautiful, and they're complex, they're intriguing, and there are thousands of different ones. I read once that there are 25,000 different pink flowers. Whew! Abundance is natural. The universe is expansive and expressive in so many incredibly beautiful ways. From the rainbows to the skies to the water to the reflections to the trees. Just think of trees. I was reading about somebody being in the redwoods in California the other day. Redwoods in California. If you've ever been there, you might know what it's like to be with the sequoias and the other kind of redwoods. One is the tallest and one is the biggest of all of the trees, and they both exist in California. And one time I was in Muir Woods with the redwoods, and we were walking through the woods, and that morning, somehow by some miracle, we were the only ones there. This must have been 40 years ago. And it was like being in a sacred cathedral, to be in these towering trees and the quiet and the incredible beauty and wonder of this magnificent place with these glorious trees. Just brings tears to my eyes to remember it, because it was so exquisitely beautiful. And maybe you haven't been there, but I bet you've been somewhere where there are amazing trees, perhaps beautiful fall colored trees, the many different fall colors in the trees. In the Northeast, I remember in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Vermont, how many colors there were. They're pretty here in Virginia too, but they seem more intense up there to me. Or the fall colors of the aspen in Colorado. Dozens of matching yellow trees in a forest that are all tied to the same root system. Trees are miracles. There is wonder in trees. How they grow, how they survive. I remember writing about trees that were blowing in the wind, but they were very tall trees at a park in Virginia. And the first 40 feet were stationary. They were solid, but the top 20 or 30 feet of these trees were blowing in the wind and just swaying back and forth at height, not at the ground level. They were grounded, but man, they were flowing with the wind. And it was exquisitely beautiful. The amazing things that we see that open our hearts to beauty. The amazing experiences we have, where we open our hearts to love, where we have the opportunity to hold a new baby, as I did relatively recently, and just feel the wonder of looking into those fresh eyes on the world. And that brand new smile that's just being tried out on the planet. Or looking into the face of a new baby puppy or a kitten. To open our hearts to love. In the spring, I opened my heart to the ducklings and the goslings and all the baby bluebirds. And the last month, I've opened my heart to an adorable, tiny, green-winged teal, half the size of the mallard ducks that have grown from my ducklings. And this little teal girl is so precious. We can open our hearts right where we are to whatever is in front of us. There is beauty right here. Excuse me. You might be a gardener and you open your heart to flowers. I have a friend who's passionate about dahlias. She adores begonias and she can wax poetic about those flowers the way I do about ducklings. Each of us are drawn to something. It might be melodies or rhythm or harmonies in music. It might be the feel of something. Abraham mentioned warm water in the shower and just feeling the pleasure of relaxing and getting clean, being comforted as you slip into bed at night and feel the softness of the mattress and smell the freshness of the clean sheets. I have this little routine of tucking myself in where I pull my nightgown down around my legs so they're a little warmer, and I put on a mask to block the light, and I fold my fingers over my heart and I just feel comforted. And one of my friends who gave a talk this morning said, I was asking my heart what it wants me to know. And then she said, bless my heart. And I was blown away by that phrase. I lived in New England where bless your heart was a blessing. It was a compliment. And then I lived in Atlanta where bless her heart was an insult. But I had never heard bless my heart in that way. So let's just take a minute and bless our hearts, feeling the love that is the truth of who we are, and directing that love back into ourselves, blessing our hearts. I just had to put my hands over my heart when I said that. So let's bless our hands and all that they do with us in the world. Our beautiful, graceful fingers and our valuable, opposable thumbs. The strength of our arms that allow us to lift and carry and move and fold. All of the things we do with our hands and our arms. Bless our shoulders, our neck, and our head. Bless our torso, front and back. Bless our legs and our feet. Allowing that amazing love that is the truth of our being to flow through us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. vibrating with the healing, loving energy of every organ, cell, and system of our bodies. Just feeling the love that is the truth of who we are. And feeling the blessing of being alive. We are alive today. We're here on the planet. Wow. What a gift that is. We're here on the planet, loving ourselves, blessing our hearts and our bodies, blessing our organs, our brains, our senses, our ability to smell and hear and taste and touch and see, blessing all the organs that allow us, our eyes and our nose, our tongues and our palate, our ears, our hearing, our fingers, our skin, all of these wonderful sense organs, blessing our senses and the amazing ways they allow us to interact with the world. We are miracles. Just being here is a wonder. And living in the wonder is joy. And as we focused on love, we've moved from satisfaction into optimism and eagerness and happiness and joy and appreciation, all the way up the emotional scale, and feeling that good feeling, that connection, that alignment. That's what Abraham described as the receiving mode. We are here in the receiving mode. And as we allow all these wonderful feelings, it opens us up to receive even more fully. So, what's in our vortex to receive? I bet there's amazing experiences already orchestrated in our vortices to receive. Rendezvous with friends, new opportunities, doors opening, opportunities to go places and do things that are fun and entertaining and educational and enjoyable. There are even better feelings than we are feeling, like feeling frisky and feeling fabulous and feeling fascinated and spellbound, feeling excited and enthusiastic and exhilarated. So many things in our vortex. There's prosperity and abundance. Wonderful things that we can experience and go and do. Maybe you're into travel or entertainment or sports or excitement in other ways. So many things we can do. Great restaurants. Places to go, people to see there. Life is good. And our vortexes are full with wonderful moments, moments of clarity, those aha moments of the mind, and moments of the heart. We move into the love in so many different ways. And as we spend time in the receiving mode, more comes. It is law, promised, law of attraction. That's how it works. And so as our time for the meditation comes to an end, I give thanks for this opportunity to explore the wonders of life, to experience the beauty and the harmony. And I invite you to take a good stretch and to feel that wonderful relaxation and ease that is just so blissful. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and smile. And so it is.